Thanks, Joe. First of all, I'd like to say there is, having Champ been in your shoes before, there is some good news and bad news when it comes to retirement. You know, the bad news is you really do have to walk away from a sport that you loved, you know, that you spent your whole life trying to achieve the goals that that you've achieved and be the best that you could possibly be. And the other bad news is you know, at that time when you're, you know, when you're 36 years old in the NFL, you're old. You're an old man, and as you know that, everyone called you that your last couple of years. But the good news is, when you sign your retirement papers, having been through this at 36 years old, you are now a young man again. You are a young man. You're young when it comes down to society, and I know you got great things ahead of you. But I'd like to say that, you know, when Pat and Joe hired me 4 years ago, we needed some help. Champ's contract was up, and we needed somebody to build around. We needed a pillar to build around at that point in time, and Champ was that guy. And, you know, we went and started talking contracts with Champ, and the one thing that I'll always remember, he gave us the opportunity to build around him, which he ended up leading us to three AFC West championships, something we'd never done before. But also the loyalty that he showed to the Denver Broncos, and it showed what the Denver Broncos meant to him and what kind of guy he was and the character that he possessed and the fact that, you know, he was getting close to the end of his career. He didn't know when it was going to end. You never do. But a guy that was going to have an opportunity really to go anywhere else, if you could possibly go somewhere else to try to win a world championship. But he chose to stay here. And to me, that shows and tells you what kind of guy Champ Bailey is as a person and the character and the loyalty that he did show to the Denver Broncos. So with that, we will always be grateful to Champ and allowing us to be able to build the team back up to where it is today. And he's been he was the centerpiece of that back when I got the job in 2011. There's also many adjectives that you put to cornerbacks, whether it be a lockdown corner, a cover corner. You know what? And I can say this about Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey was all those. He was every adjective that you could put to a cornerback. Champ exemplified that. Whether it be a lockdown corner, we could put him on their best receiver. He'd lock him down for the game. But also to me, and what really separates him and makes him in the top echelon of quarterbacks to ever play the game was his ability to stick his nose in there when it came down to the running game. To be unselfish enough to go ahead and say, listen, part of my job is also not locking down their best wide receiver, but my job is also to be one of 11 guys to stop the running game. And Champ was one of those guys that committed to that and showed the toughness that he had. So that's why he will be one of the best corners to ever play the game. With that said, I know I want you to know you're always welcome back here because of what you carry and what you've done for this community. But I also look forward to the next big party, whether it be the Ring of Fame or in Canton, Ohio, when you go into the Hall of Fame. So, Champ, congratulations on a tremendous career. And with that said, I'd like to introduce our head coach, John Fox.